imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door, no.
From the heart of Poplar Bluff, the meth capital of Missouri.
That's not true.
It's not.
I think Jonathan just died already.
Sorry, Jonathan Atwood. Johnny Atwood. Hey, it's not Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. We have a special episode for you tonight. We're not going to be doing the Tanner Thursday this week, or Topical Thursday, whatever you want to call it. So we're off on Thursday. We're going to do a show tonight, and I've got some special guests here with me instead of my usual co-host, Asa, who is at home doing whatever.
He's probably playing Overwatch.
Instead, I've got some special guests here. I got Dalton to the left of me.
Yo.
Jesse at the end.
Yo-ho.
And Lindsay to the right.
I'm for the most part here.
Yeah, most of us are a little under the weather because of what happened over the weekend. It's actually what the show's about tonight. So let me set the stage for you. Well, before we get to the actual meat and potatoes of this, I want to make an apology.
To
the Michael Clark Duncan family for a joke I made earlier about him. I'm not going to repeat the joke. If you want to know what the joke was, message me. It was particularly mean. The only people that know about it are the people at this table and Hunter Hendricks.
If you want to know what the joke was, email him at Shannon made a horrible joke about Michael Clark Duncan at podzilla.com. 1985.
That's the year.
Podzilla1985.com.
Email me at why you do this, Shannon man, at podzilla1985.
True story. If you send an email to that address, I will see it and I will forward it to Shannon.
And I will let you know what the joke was. I'm sipping on hot chocolate, extreme mocha, and some Irish cream, courtesy of JR, who we love. Thank you, JR. And again, I'm sorry, Michael Clark Duncan, wherever you are. You were the best kingpin. And if they would have made a biographical film about the life of Harambe.
Shannon, no!
I didn't say anything yet!
Shannon, no! I'm stopping you.
That was so bad!
It wasn't going where you think it was going.
It doesn't matter. It couldn't have gone to a good place.
I mean, he's a great actor.
Unless you're going to say he was going to narrate it.
Yes, exactly. He was going to narrate the film about Harambe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want Morgan Freeman to narrate that film now.
There was a gorilla named Harambe. He got shot.
Every time I explain something, I gain a freckle.
I just made $1 billion. All right, so we got the Harambe joke out of the way. We got Michael Clark Duncan out of the way. And one last thing, real quick, go to my Facebook page. If you know me, then go there. If you don't know me, you can't go there. But you can find it on the internet. Not my Facebook page. Don't look me up. I don't want to be friends with you. But the story, you can.
Jesus.
Sorry, I have to explain these things.
You're so complicated.
Keith Olbermann, who I was a big fan of. I used to watch his show all the time. And then he stopped doing television. And then now he is back. He did a 17-minute segment about Donald Trump today that you have to see. Go to my Facebook, look up Keith Olbermann, Donald Trump, however you got to see it, go watch it. He puts out some truths that you might not want to hear, but you need to hear it. And it was fantastic, and he skewered Donald Trump in a way that Donald Trump needs to be skewered. And I ask everybody that may be even thinking of voting for Donald Trump to please go watch this video and just listen. For 17 minutes of your life, just listen for something that's not complete rhetoric, for once. And that's the politics part of the show out of the way. So, I see everybody's on their phones and tablets.
I don't believe you that that's the only politics.
No, that's it, because now we're going to talk about Pika J.
And Papa Bluff.
Oh, man, we have a lot to talk about.
We do. So, Jesse, you want to set the stage for us? While I sip this delicious cocoa delight.
So, early Saturday morning, the four of us load up in my car. We drive out to the wonderful city of Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Yes.
Where we...
Home of Johnny Atwood.
Home of Johnny Atwood. Fan of the show. Great guy.
Great guy.
Where we struggle to find this little gaming shop that's hidden, that's stashed away, like, in the back of a parking lot at the end of a nearly abandoned strip center.
Sierra Phoenix, I think it was called?
Yes.
Gaming center?
Yes. Yes.
You wouldn't know that, really. There was one banner outside saying what the event was, and it was a little banner.
Instead of a sign, they have a banner, and then they had a banner below that that had the cosplay convention.
Yes.
Because that was,
we went there for a very special event, and most of this was for Lindsay. Lindsay, what were you doing at this event? What event was it?
It was the CMO Cosplay Festival is what it was. This is their first year that it's had an official title. The gentleman in charge said they did something last year, and this was their first, like, real year at doing it, and they're wanting to grow it. So they're real new at it still. It's just kind of the general community in the area.
Yeah.
And I found out about it through our friend Mimi. About
shout out to Mimi.
What, a month and a half?
Keep
maybe
your damn kids
2 months
from coming behind my counter.
Before this, but they were looking for vendors and artists and stuff to come in, so I looked into having a table and made it happen.
And thank God you did, because as we got there, I'm looking around trying to figure out what the hell, what is the target audience with this convention? Because I thought it was an anime convention.
No, it was a cosplay festival, technically.
Technically, yes. That was the name on the page.
Yeah, it was not an anime convention.
No, and that's
wasn't a convention, period.
It was barely a cosplay, it was barely a festival. Where was the festivities?
And they had some panels, they had...
As I said, for
one of the panels
first year,
was wig repair with Mimi Sheffer.
No, no, I'm fine with that. It was the panel rooms. All right, so we're in this like really bad version of Gaming Grounds.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
They had four TVs.
They had,
but their main thing is Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, their main thing was card and tabletop games.
So literally, they had one kind of blocked off section that I'm assuming is like the break room for the associates, and it said panel room B. To which we were just like, where's panel room A?
It was up front.
Which apparently was by the door, which we didn't know.
Yeah, we finally found it at whenever we left the convention, but it is the most rinky-dink panels. It was the equivalent of like...
Half a classroom?
Yeah, half a classroom. Like, it's a show in any, like, sitcom where they're like, oh, well, they took away my classroom, so we're in the janitor's closet. Like, that's
much,
what it was.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of cool.
Like I said, though, it's still their first year.
Yeah.
It's set up in an individual's... business.
It was in
as far as that
yeah.
goes.
Phoenix Sierra
and
Gaming.
They even said in their opening stuff that they want to make it bigger and get a larger place to do this so that it's not just in their store.
And I hope they do, because the heart was definitely in the right place.
Yes.
What I worried about was the event started at 10.
Yes.
Which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had us there get there at 8:30.
That's because setup was at 8 a.m.
And we didn't realize it was going to take so long to set up, but you had a just huge display stand.
I know.
Which we had to get an extra table for. You had so much stuff to put on display.
Well, that's because I was misinformed on the size of my table as well.
Now, this convention...
Well, I think uninformed is probably the
no,
better term.
Misinformed, because I asked specifically a week beforehand what the dimensions of the table were, and the girl that I was in correspondence with said, well, I don't have the exact dimensions, but about 6 people can sit comfortably on one side. I think she meant total 6 people could fit comfortably at the table, not on one side.
Or yeah. What if it was 6 Mandy's?
I don't even think 6
Mandy's
could
have, no, 4 yeah, no, maybe.
That's what I meant by uninformed. Like, they didn't actually give you dimensions. They're
yeah.
just like...
They guesstimated.
Pretty yeah. much.
I think about 6 people could sit there.
Or 1 Pika J.
I wasn't going to go there already.
Well, if you do the division, that
Stop
actually
it.
Mass equals out.
Stop it.
Like, because...
Stop
if,
it?
If you...
No.
Come on.
We're moving on.
Come
we're not
on.
Gonna, we'll talk about Pika J in a little bit. I hesitate to talk about Pika J because he is apparently a staple of the community. We don't want to get Johnny Atwood in trouble if anyone's listening to this show from Poplar Bluff. Well, I personally don't care.
No, I mean, like...
I went to Poplar Bluff. I'm not going back.
What's going to happen?
What?
Well, no, like,
no, I'm just saying, like, why
apparently,
would I go back?
Apparently, John's already got some problems with that store. Like, he's had some drama and stuff like that.
Yeah, he stopped going there from what he told us.
Yeah, you know? Because he's had some drama in that community anyway, and I guess we don't really want to add any fuel to that fire, but...
And also, PKJ did nothing to us.
No, PKJ seemed like a super nice
Perfectly
guy.
Perfectly nice guy. He just happened to be very larger than life.
Larger than life.
That's... Larger than life. That's a good way to put it. Here was my first problem with this. One, we got up at 6 a.m. to
yeah.
do this. I wish I hadn't gone to bed
at
2 a.m. 2 to 3 a.m. because that was a miserable morning.
What were you guys playing?
She was playing Look at the Back of My Eyelids because she
yeah,
was asleep.
I actually went to bed.
I was playing WWE 2K16.
And then Jesse and I were playing Borderlands until – because we decided – like Jesse and I kind of decided it would be not a good idea for me to be at my place since I live on the other side of town.
Yeah.
So it would make – like – We're putting
be quicker a, to get up and go.
It would be quicker to just get up and go. So I stayed at Jesse's place. Well, we ended up playing Borderlands too, because that's been the kick we've been on recently. And we were playing and we were having a good time. And then he asked me around 1:20, hey, Dalton, what time is it? It's 1:20 in the morning. we should probably get to bed. We got to be up in 5 hours.
I put everything down about midnight and went to the bedroom and I got on my tablet and I'm pretty sure I turned my tablet off by one.
I played 2K16 till about 1:15 and then I was like, well, I don't want to try to go to bed immediately after playing because I seem to have bad luck doing that. That's when I have panic attacks. So I thought I'll just watch some videos. So I ended up watching Seth Meyers videos.
I do remember you doing that.
Yeah. And then I finally passed out and I was like, okay, good. Woke up. We went to the gas station before we took off and I made the mistake of getting, well, I'm going to need a lot of energy. So I got that big ass 64 ounce. I'm sorry. Yeah. I left out 20 ounces there. I got the 64 ounce Dr. Pepper.
That was a big cup, Shannon.
I was excited about that cup until we got to the car and I realized your cup holders don't hold 64 ounce cups.
I don't know of a cup holder in existence that will hold a 64 ounce cup.
You're telling me PKJ doesn't have a 64 ounce cup? He's got that on his belt buckle.
Does he drive?
I'm not going
to
say
I actually
it.
Meant to ask Jonathan.
I'm pretty sure
that.
He keeps rolling.
No!
Oh, come on.
So I'm holding this 44-ounce drink, and for the first 20 minutes, it's fine because I'm sipping on it, but then I get tired of drinking it, and I've got nowhere to put it. Then I start to fall asleep occasionally because I'm dead tired, but I keep waking up because I keep feeling the 64-ounce tip. I'm like, no. Wake back up.
Please don't spill that in Jesse's brand new car.
I offered to hold it for you.
I felt bad about that. Like I told you, I chose 64 ounces. I stick with 64 ounces. Then we get to the actual thing. It takes 10 minutes to find it because, like Jesse said, it's off in the middle of nowhere.
Plus, it didn't help that we missed our first exit.
We did.
Because it was not labeled, correctly. Well.
No, it was not. But I mean, yeah, we got there. This place was, and I know it probably sounds like, well, you guys are just dumb. There's no way you couldn't have found it that easy. No, it was like you have to go through like two different parking lots, past a Big Lots and into this strip center.
A Big Lots. You heard right.
Yeah, a Big Lots. It still exists in Papa Bluff.
It's next to the Blockbuster and Godfather's Pizza up there.
There is a Godfather's Pizza in Papa Bluff.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is an enchanted land. It's literally the land before time.
It's the land of the Misfit franchises.
But it's not the land before time.
And
we saw
a Hollywood Video sign.
We did.
That was great.
So there might be a Hollywood
Video. They have a Hastings
there.
For a month.
Briefly. Yeah, yeah, I stole something from it.
Accidentally?
Accidentally. Dalton. We'll get to that story in a little bit.
But anyway, so no, like this really was like you had to go over the forest and through the woods.
The map house is how else we go.
We had a goddamn treasure map with X's on it we're trying to find. We saw the giant Kraken and we knew it was somewhere near him.
Luckily, I spotted the banner.
Yeah. So, I mean, like to the point that me and Shannon at one point walked to get food for everyone.
To the mystical A&W/Long John's.
Yeah, because there was one of those in the parking lot.
We thought. We started to doubt it.
We did, because it was kind of hidden too from where we were because we were back in the middle of, you know, nowhere parking lot. And somebody drove up and I guess they saw Shannon was wearing a wig at this point.
I was wearing a wig by Mimi Codens. Wigs.
Find more on that later.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a Pokemon t-shirt. So they pulled up and asked, like, hey, do you guys have any idea where the cosplay convention is? And we were still in the parking lot that technically belonged to the strip where this cosplay convention was.
And we still had to explain it.
It's like over there.
Like, I tried to point at it, but he looked confused. I had to explain where, and I made it way more complicated than it needed to be.
Because from where we were, you couldn't see that
you
sign
couldn't see
yet.
It. No.
Like, yeah, no, it was a legit question. It wasn't like, you know, this was a...
This wasn't some moron that just couldn't, like us. No, it was just hard to find. And then I think about 10 minutes into our journey, I looked at Jesse and I was like, are you sure there was a Long John Silver? And he was like, you know, I don't know anymore. And then all of a sudden he just goes, there it is. Land ho.
Dalton, so I missed excited. A little adventure.
Oh. Well, no, it was. We just get, like, I could have sworn that it was just on the other side of a building. And it was.
Except it was a bigger building, further down than what you thought.
Yeah. Exactly. Because we just kept walking and we're like, we couldn't see it from where we were.
Couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's trees covering, like,
the
line of
sight.
To be fair,
the parking lot was on, like, a weird hill angle.
And it's also, like, an L-shaped parking lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a giant sign that says Sushi Pepsi.
There was
sushi
a giant sign in the
sushi. Pepsi.
Yes, it was a sushi sign, and only the SU and H were capitalized, and it was also a big Pepsi sign.
Okay, well, I mean, technically the banners for the convention were like Pepsi banners also.
Because I imagine like that's how they get them cheap or free by advertising Pepsi.
When we get to this Long John Silver's, my favorite story about the Long John Silver's is, one, Jesse was excited about the A&W tap, but... There at the tap, there was a big sign that said, no longer available. It's just in the drink dispenser, like every other soda.
Which kills the purpose.
Yeah. We're sitting there listening to this god-awful, like, country rock music. And I'm like, oh, I hate this music. And I look over, their entire PA system was just a boombox hidden in a corner, turned up really loud. I shit you not.
No, that's really true. It was next to the soda fountain, just a boombox.
I know. Jesse, I wish, like, I could have saw that.
Oh, I just kind of wanted to go over and turn it off and go, no.
You guys no. Don't deserve this.
You don't deserve, well, it's Papa Bluff. I expect this kind of music, but also that Route 64 that I had, that 64 ounce, I want to point out, I looked forever for a trash can. I finally found a trash can. I opened it up. It's filled with goddamn hay.
To which has coined the term that was like our mantra for the whole week, or that whole thing was, it's Poplar Bluff.
It's Papa Bluff.
What do you expect?
Yeah. Only in Papa Bluff can you open up trash cans and find hay.
Hey.
Oh. So I ended up putting the 64 ounce behind Jesse's tire and hoping for the best.
Never ran over it.
No, I drove forward.
I read your fees and made it. Not my problem.
Yeah, a Jeep ran over it.
Yeah.
Cause me and Dalton went out later. We saw that it had been knocked over.
We got out cause we needed to see Civilization.
Yeah.
The kind with more than six teeth in their mouth.
So let's get back to the actual convention here. Yeah. Instead of just trash talking Papa Bluff.
Aw. I ain't going back.
I mean, I'll probably go back at some point for some reason. Cause I went there to get my phone. That was a cool thing out of Papa Bluff.
Well, that was also sketchy.
I mean, it was, and I was really nervous because it was one of those deals that was too good to be true.
Yeah.
Well, that's a story for another
show. That's a story for another show.
Yeah. So let's get back to the actual convention. So, like Shannon said, we get there at 8:30. At this point, like, all of us are just very tired for reasons we mentioned before. None of us went to sleep at a time we should have.
No.
Not even close. Dalton got a great wake up call though.
Oh yeah. So I'm sleeping on Jesse's couch. And you're going to have to do the voice because I can't do it.
But I mean, I can't really replicate my morning.
Replicate!
I can't replicate.
Hello, Jesse Kimber.
No! This really is a Thursday show on a Tuesday. Anyway, I can't replicate my morning voice. You guys have heard.
Oh, God. Yeah,
go listen to a Nerd Up.
That's when it goes just super deep.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sleeping, and then all of a sudden I hear, morning sunshine. And it's not the wake-up call I wanted nor expected, because I woke up like that. Like, it was...
It's like, oh, God, who's going to kill me?
I was just like, oh, this is how I die. This is how I die. And then I realized I was at Jesse's house, and I still wasn't sure if I was going to die.
But, yeah. I mean, the voice was obviously very unfamiliar, because there is a sports show that Tanner pointed out to me where I have, like, pretty much the morning voice.
Was it the first one?
It was the first labeled PZ85 Sports.
I just have to mention, real quick, that was when Cody asked you to host.
Yes.
Because he was nervous about it, I guess. Why the hell he was ever nervous, we'll never know.
I don't know, because, I mean, he does it.
He knocks it out of the park every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. But, yeah, no, I just walked, like, I got out of the shower, figured I'd let Dalton sleep in a little bit later while I was, taking care of my morning rituals. And then, yeah, I just walk into the living room after I'm all ready to go. I'm like, morning sunshine.
I like to think that you were just wet with a towel.
No, I was fully clothed. I was fully clothed.
No, no, sorry. He was wet with a towel. That's going to be headcanon. Now. Because I shot up so fast. Jesse probably thinks I am the, like, fastest waker-upper in the world. Because it was zero.
He was just terrified and about ready to poop his pants.
Yeah, it was zero to oh no in 3 seconds.
Zero to feces in seconds.
So we get to this convention and we're sitting there helping Lindsay set up. The first thing that happens, we're in there later than Lindsay. Lindsay's already kind of working on her table and stuff like that. And we walk in and we see this individual.
Oh, by the way, you should mention that every time we walked in, we just walked in. No one ever asked us for money. No one ever said,
oh, that's
hey,
also
stop.
True.
You were supposed to pay to get in, and we just walked in. The guy looked at me once. And I just kind of nodded and walked in. Security
like
was
think,
light there.
I would like to think they also saw you there before the event opened, helping me set stuff up.
Yeah. Well, Jesse and I got cleared with Elsa the first time we left.
Oh, don't
yeah, there was
me.
Actually
oh.
a really good Elsa cosplay
oh,
there.
Oh, Elsa. Yeah, there was.
But anyway, so.
That's the guy that ran the place, daughter.
That's fine. Something got frozen that day.
Whoa.
Stiff.
Whoa. So we walk in and we see this individual just conversing with Lindsay.
I mean, Captain Virginity. He was a LARPer too.
The mage.
Yeah.
Oh, we almost killed that dude.
Yeah. So this big mage is standing there talking to Lindsay and talked to you nonstop. Like, he kept coming back for more.
Like, every time we left.
Yeah.
And occasionally, like, there was one or two times he would come up there when the rest of us were sitting near Lindsay. But as soon as Lindsay was alone, he leapt on that.
And that's why I don't like conventions in general. And the fandom.
But I'm also real good at ignoring, so, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, the problem with these people is that they don't understand that.
I know.
You can ignore them all you want, and they'll just hover. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to Lindsay, and I kind of put my arm around her because I know where this is going.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing he does, he's like, is that your old man? And I was like, yup.
Though in Popper Bluff, typically old man refers to father.
Oh, well, yup. whatever it takes to get you away from my wife, daughter.
daughter.
Hey, it's Papa Bluff. What do you expect?
daughter.
So, and my favorite comment from this guy is he's up there looking at Lindsay has a binder out because she makes custom doll dresses.
Yes.
And she has a binder out of the doll dresses. And this guy's kind of flipping through the pages and stuff like that. I don't know why, but he just kind of looks like, well, these are real neat, but I ain't that gay.
Isn't he also the same one, though, that asked me about the Twilight Sparkle, the Princess Twilight Sparkle necklace? And I said, no, I don't have the princess form. It's in my collection at home. And they're like, well, bring your collection up here. Or was
no,
that
no,
another
that
kid?
Was a different guy.
Okay,
yeah.
That was a different
that
one.
That was the one that, like, hovered over me whenever they were getting food.
Oh, that was the creepy one that was
yeah,
following
that was
Deadpool.
Deadpool
around.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Deadpool.
There's a lot of characters we're going to talk about. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that so that guy yeah. says that. And then Shannon and I hear it. And what we heard was, these don't look that good. Cause I remember we confirmed it with each other.
Uh-huh.
And then Jesse
oh,
said.
Oh, no, no. I heard what Jesse heard.
Oh, I heard didn't look that
no,
good.
No, I heard I'm not that gay. Cause I asked. I was like, did he just say that I'm not that gay? And
yep.
Jesse confirmed to me.
Well, I mean, they were aimed for the little girls that were at the convention, not full
so,
grown men.
I mean, so was My Little Pony, but that doesn't stop Nate.
So, yeah. Shannon and I look at each other. And like we were thinking about it, we were just like, we're gonna take this dude down.
No, I mean, if he had actively insulted Lindsay's work to like our faces,
oh, I would have
said something, yeah. Just like, hey.
And it wouldn't have taken much either. That's the sad thing. If the guy even feels the slings of arrows anymore, like
they'd have to go pretty deep.
I think he was actually part of that amped guard.
He was a LARPer. There was a whole group over there, and that's what I mean by I didn't know what the demographic for this thing was. So here's Lindsay's table, her table. It's all anime stuff. She does doll clothes. There's anime across from her. There's Mimi. She had her wig shop. Mm-hmm. Then next to her was a photography booth thing.
It's the guy who goes to most of the local conventions. He does like high quality photos for anybody dressing up.
Quote unquote high quality. He has a nice camera. The picture,
I mean,
well,
the pictures
better than
that
what
bad.
Your cell phone was going to do.
I don't know. I like my cell
phone. And they had the green screen set up so you can do the custom background.
And he had some props too.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
I don't know what he charged.
He's dressed as Quill Man, and it made me laugh.
He usually does, what's the one he usually does? He usually does Ness from Earthbound
yeah.
at Cape.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen him do that
this
one too.
This is the first time I've ever seen him, I guess.
Well, yeah, oh, no, he's always at the Cape Con.
He's always at Cape. And
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
No, I guess it's a different guy that always did the OMG Con.
There was an author beside us.
Yes.
Or at least someone related to the author, because they were selling
books.
And they were dressed up in steampunk outfits. That was the first indication we had of meth mouth and Papa Bluff.
Meth,
yeah.
Well, it was meth punk.
Well, see, no, I'm like, remember,
that's how they were making.
We determined that because meth mouth is not hereditary, and her daughter was there. I think she just looked unfortunate,
or they both did meth. It could be a family affair,
like it's like a mother daughter dance,
mother daughter meth.
This is such a mean episode.
And then next
it really is.
Next episode, like, I don't wanna,
anybody listening to the show that's getting offended right now.
I don't really want to like rip on it. I mean, it's a first year con.
We're not ripping on the con.
It's actually
we're
third
on
year.
The people.
I think was
third?
What they said. Yeah, so they said third annual.
Okay, well,
did they?
Here's something nice to say. The shop was very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really liked the shop. They had a lot of Warhammer stuff, and I'm a big fan of Warhammer 40K. And they had a nice table set up for it. The guys were playing it.
It wasn't a bad sized place for what it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, like I imagine, like on a normal occasion, we would go to the shop, and it would be pretty cool to check out real quick.
And you know, for what they had, I mean, you could tell it was a local organized thing. It was a little disorganized, but it's like the first show we did at Championship Wrestling. It was fun. It was really disorganized, but it was fun. You know, you could see that they were still getting their feet, but it was still a good show. And for what it was, and they got better. You know, with the second show, and I can't wait to the third show. So it wasn't bad. It's just. I guess it's just the people. I can't do conventions. I can't do events like that because that fandom is so awkward. It makes me cringe.
A lot of it.
Jesse, you cringed as much as I did.
A lot of it, though, was just local stuff. I guarantee you a good chunk of the people that were in there have never, ever gone to a convention in their life.
But they...
They were wearing like what would be considered a slightly upgraded Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Some of them were straight up wearing what you would piece together for a Halloween costume. Also, interestingly, lots of Joker and Harley.
I was going to talk about that. I didn't know when you wanted to get to that, and we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, can we talk about the PZ85 radio show we're going to start based off one of the cosplayers?
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead, so guys. Coming to PZ85 soon is a radio show featuring the new character Redneck Samurai.
What's his name?
Oh, no. I actually had some more ideas.
Oh, so you don't want to go with Dark Bane Hayseed?
That's going to be his master.
Oh, God. You guys give me a list of characters, and I will make you a script.
Yes, I have fleshed out a few more ideas on this, like, just in my free time.
Yeah, he hasn't told me any of these.
You've been bored at work.
So, I've been bored in driving just anywhere.
Let's hear the backstory on
this. So, basically, how Redneck Samurai came to be was it was this group of three guys. One of them was wearing, like,
old school Star Trek. Or was it with a different
No, he was wearing just a robe. I guess he was a Harry Potter character. That was one of the guys. Friend number two was wearing, like, a Bob Marley hemp-like hoodie and then that black matte, like, face mask.
Okay.
And then third guy, who is where we are getting Redneck Samurai from, kid you not, was wearing a camo hat, cargo shorts.
Sleeveless hoodie, wasn't it?
No. I'm getting there.
No.
Cargo shorts, blue tank top with a sword.
did he have boots on?
I
think
headcanon, yes.
Usually
he was wearing boots. Yeah. If you can picture this guy, you're right, and I'm proud of you for sticking with us. Yeah. But yeah,
it was, so you say camo hat?
Yeah, camo hat. Yeah. So I look over at Lindsay because I don't like watch anime at all, and I was just like, hey, Lindsay, I'm new to this. Is there a redneck samurai? And I said it to Jesse too, and he was just like,
no.
I think we just created a show. So Tanner. You were gonna be,
I think, no, in my head canon, in my, the ideas that I've had, Tanner is going to voice Darkbane Hayseed. He will be the,
he's the master.
He will be the master.
Master and the commander.
Yep. that's my idea.
He does have that tranquil voice.
Right,
like
exactly.
He has that very serene, calming, redneck voice.
Hey, y'all.
Which means we gotta get Shannon to bust out his country accent to be the redneck samurai.
See, I was,
can't we just call my cousin Ryan?
Yes!
See,
maybe he can do radio in.
So the redneck samurai walks in and sees the Master Tanner. He just walks up and goes, hey, Bubba.
I was actually thinking of different redneck accents that I could do if I wanted to voice the redneck samurai. Like,
hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
That's a little too Kermit the Frog.
I can't get behind that one.
No, that was just one of the... I used to have that accent.
Also, just as a general point, you never want to make yourself the main star of something you've created because it just kind of makes you look like an arrogant jackass.
Well, Spartacus?
So this is Spodzilla 1985 with your host Shannon Young,
which is why I'm going to be the villain.
Spartacus?
You shut your mouth about Lazy Town, you whore. Anyway.
So anywho, but no, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
I thought your villains were twins and you and Ace were going to
those are henchmen.
Yeah, those are the henchmen. Yeah. Okay. We're the PC twins.
I haven't figured out what the villain is going to be. I actually toyed with the idea of making Darkbane Hayseed the villain.
Maybe that's going to be the overarching arc.
Yeah, who knows?
The overarching arc. And if you believe that this show will ever see the light of day, please email us at I've got a bridge in San Francisco to sell you.
Because we're so good at finishing things.
But I do think this could be a whole lot of fun. Just an old, basically
it could
the
be hilarious.
It's like the old The Shadow or the old Superman.
Only
right.
The Shadow knows.
Yeah, it's you got to find people that know how to act.
So yeah, the idea was for those of you that haven't caught on yet, we're gonna do an old timey radio style show with the story of the Redneck Samurai, and yeah, I think it could be a lot of fun. Yeah, it could be so
is
much.
Is Pikachu gonna be in it?
Probably not. Are we going to talk about PKJ now? Are we going to tell people about him?
I don't know if I want to talk about PKJ because here's...
I mean, it's already happened.
There was a guy at the convention or the event named...
I'm just saying it was unfortunate.
He had a shirt on that said PKJ and he was big. Big guy. Seemed like a nice guy, but really big guy. And Jesse and Dalton made fun of him. The end.
Whoa.
Well, Jesse and Dalton. True. I mean, both... None of it did.
To his face.
No.
But... Oh, God, that makes it sound worse. And, I mean, we wouldn't say anything to his face, just behind his back.
I mean, it was just Jesse and Dalton and Shannon and Lindsay.
Lindsay, you were making some of the meanest comments that
Lindsay
day.
Not about
PKJ. Not to him.
Not about PKJ. True,
she made fun of the cholesterol club.
Oh, no. Yeah, there was some interesting Harley and Joker cosplays that Lindsay made a few jokes about.
Yeah, I'm a bad person. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing with PKJ. PKJ, this big gentleman, he got up and he went to the bathroom. He had to wait to go to the bathroom because there was somebody in there. By the way, the bathroom was god awful.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
It was a disaster zone. Even before Pika J went in there and dropped
nukes.
To be
fair, it was a one single person bathroom.
Mm-hmm. For an entire convention. And people were going in and out of the thing constantly.
There was a line.
There was one girl who wasn't smart enough to lock the door. She legitimately
And that's when someone, was it Pika J that opened the door?
No. This was the girl right after Pika J got out.
Because we felt bad.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah.
She's going to be dead.
I mean, I imagine that she walked in there. Like, the reason she didn't think about locking the door is because she walked in, you know, she could smell what just happened.
Her brain wasn't
working
properly. And
she was just like, no, I need to get in and out quick.
Yeah. Leave the door open in case an emergency happens. I need to bust it open.
So, yeah, like, she got walked
in. Pika J was in there for a good 10, 15 minutes.
30, at least.
I'm not saying we were timing it, but.
And then he walks out, and then that girl walks in and immediately goes into stupid. Like, she's mentally challenged at that point. She can't close the door and lock it properly. And then people kept walking up and opening the door, and she'd see her reach out and close it. And then two seconds later, someone else
would open.
It's
even far enough away. You couldn't reach out and close it. Like, as soon as you see it, someone's in here.
No, she had to get up, and I saw her close the door once or twice.
It was like a PT hand at one point where it was like,
because I thought the toilet was too far away to do that.
Yeah,
she probably stood up. She probably stood up and grabbed it and was like, why won't y'all leave me alone?
Lock the door.
Well, I mean, to be fair,
haven't you been able to people ever heard of closing the goddamn door?
it was one of those weird kind of locks. It wasn't a traditional, like, you didn't push a button. There wasn't a latch.
You just had to, like, turn the knob.
Like, you had to, like, push the knob in and turn it to lock it, which is just the dumbest system. And to be completely fair, I didn't know that that doorknob locked that way for the longest, like, until Shannon told me. I just didn't lock
because
the
our
bottom.
Apartments have that same door.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I got a new doorknob when the fire department shock and awed my door.
different story, different day.
But yeah, so, you have to, like, push in and turn it, and that's how you lock it. It's weird.
And that's
such a weird system.
I cannot stress to you how bad that bathroom was. I haven't seen a bathroom this disgusting since when we go to that 100 Mile Yard Sale and they'd have the porta johns out there.
Oh man.
I won't touch those.
I wouldn't say it was bad as a porta potty. At least it flushed.
It did. And it's not,
but
again,
it had a button on top.
That was weird.
That's like a European style toilet.
And I want to point out that it wasn't the place's fault. It's just you have so many people going in and out of there. It's hard to keep up.
Though I will say, like, I went into that bathroom before Pika J, and I went in there a few hours after Pika J. There's definitely a difference.
I went in there before Pika J, and as soon as I walked in, I closed the door, and I was like, this place smells awful.
Yeah, no, it didn't smell good.
This is the weirdest smell I've smelled in a long time.
It didn't smell good, but
I wanted to get in and out as fast as possible.
It just smelled so much worse later. And I mean, like, I know I sound like one of those kind of people, like, my shit don't stank, but no, this was an unworldly, just.
But, I don't do those particular things out in public.
If I don't have to, I don't.
Yeah.
It's an emergency.
Yeah. I go home and I do my business. I don't talk about it. I make jokes about it. I don't like to go to public places to do it. So.
Oh, I drop bombs.
Oh, no.
I may be part of the problem. I don't think I was the biggest problem.
No.
Actually, I didn't hit the bathroom after Pika J did it.
I wouldn't have hit it before if I didn't have – I had to pee.
Yeah.
That 64 ounces of Dr. Pepper ran through me.
I was not looking forward to going to after lunch, but had to. So.
And then you had all of the kids walking up and grabbing all of your stuff. Let me grab this. Let me grab that.
I knew in advance it was supposed to be a kid-friendly event. I was expecting it. But I was at the same time hoping, hey, this is an event with lots of random people walking around. Stay by your damn kids. Oh, no, you're too busy trying on one of Mimi's wigs to ignore them.
More importantly, the Harley Quinn wig. Because of course you are, Poplar Bluff. You're going to go right for the meth queen's wig.
And she looked like she had partaken more than a few times. But one of the big things, like, and she did, like, my least favorite parent thing ever. Like, the thing that makes me so angry.
Oh, you mentioned
this
at the event.
Uh-huh.
So angry. She sits there. She turns around. So she sees that her small children, I think the oldest one was probably 6 years old. The youngest one probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't think she goes by that. You got to go by her time. One was 17 rocks ago. The other was...
she goes by how many rocks deep it took to conceive. I don't know what that means. I'm gonna move past it though. So she turns around and she sees that her three terrors are playing around and with Lindsay's wares
because Lindsay makes these little clay figures. She called them chibis, and they were just picking them up. They're fragile because they're baked clay. And they're picking them up, and they're just moving them around, dropping them. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, kids, go away.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is happening.
Well, if they broke one, they would have been buying it.
And the mom looks over and just says, like, hey, kids, don't touch that. And then just
immediately goes back to her wig.
Yep. And never looks back again. And the kids did not respond at all.
No, they stood right there and kept doing the exact same thing.
They didn't.
Like, I think the dad came over once and kind of herded them away, but they came right back over.
Yep. The dad was looking over at his wife in that wig going, joke's going to be on you tonight. Take them false teeth out and give me that.
Oh, they couldn't afford those.
Yeah, no, her teeth were too nasty to be
actually
false teeth.
I was gonna message Mimi in the middle of that transaction and been like, $10 as that card gets declined, and then
yeah, because I kept waiting. Like, these people were dealing with Mimi for at least 30 minutes, yeah. Like 30-40 minutes,
and
just
I thought,
trying
what a waste
wigs,
of time.
Getting it. Yeah, and I just knew that they were gonna walk away.
But yeah, they'll spend $50 on a wig, but they won't buy their kid a $5 dress that she's been messing with for the past half hour.
Well, that's because it wasn't for them.
Uh-huh.
The mother can't put that dress on. Not yet. Give her about 2 or 3 years on that rock. She'll be skinny enough to get in that doll dress. Why'd it get so quiet?
I don't know. Tell the joke you made at the kids' expense.
Aww. No. No, that doesn't need to be out in the, that doesn't need to be on the internet. Yeah.
But it was really funny.
It was.
Have you ever wanted to tell a kid something horrible right to their face? I got to do it. And it was fantastic. If you'd like to know what I said to the kid, email me at
emptyfuture@podzilla1985.com.
My God.
Get that little baby a meth mirror. So every time she looks at it, she can see her future.
It's the Harry Potter mirror. It's just a spoon.
Hold on. Are you trying to say that she'll be able to afford heroin one day?
I'm assuming she'll find her own Joker.
Oh.
Her Mr. J.
Her pudding.
But no, like, let's...
Pudding's all she's going to be able to eat with no teeth.
I would say at least 30% of the cosplay there was Harley and Joker.
Yeah.
It was. And it's important to know, not only was it Harley and Joker, but except for one Joker and one Harley, it was all Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Yep.
Asa was afraid that Suicide Squad was going to create this culture of people thinking that Joker and Harley are cool and wanting to be like them, and he is absolutely right. It's the hottest trend right now. Uh-huh. Everybody wants to be goddamn damaged.
Especially in Popper Bluff. Like, I'm going to wait before I verify this claim.
We'll see what happens on Halloween.
Or like a bigger convention or something like that. Because, I mean, obviously I'll be going to Indiana Comic Con again next year.
I mean,
year.
To be fair, you're always going to find a lot of Jokers and Harlequins at conventions.
But it's
going to
be this particular
the fact that
it's
that
one.
Particular
it's the Suicide
set.
Squad version because they all had the face tattoos.
The couple deal.
Yeah. And there was one guy, the one that you called the Cholesterol Club, that he wore a shirt that said her Joker and she wore a shirt that said his Harley. And, cause you remember that part in Suicide Squad where they were both wearing matching t-shirts?
What?
What?
Is that on the Ultimate Edition?
That's in the Director's Cut.
Oh.
As I said, I'll at least give them props. They at least attempted to make their skin paler, even though it wasn't a very good job.
It took a lot of white paint.
Are we sure that was paint? That wasn't just cocaine they accidentally blew onto their face?
They can't afford that much cocaine.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, no.
That was a lot of white.
And they at least picked from the exact same universe.
Yeah, because there was another Suicide Squad Joker that was paired up with an Arkham City Harlequin.
But not wearing the right colors.
It was like blue and stuff.
Or the makeup. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she wasn't wearing the makeup either.
And then there was another Harlequin who we all agreed was the cutest one of them all.
But she also looked like she just pulled stuff out of her closet. She was probably about 13.
Yeah, she was just wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. And she had her hair in pigtails.
And had
they weren't
a bat.
Even colored right.
Yeah, it was like bombshell Harley Quinn, but with the Suicide Squad face tattoos.
Yeah, she was pretty, but
she was obnoxious. Did you hear her talking?
No,
she
that's
was obnoxious.
That's whenever we were gone, I think.
Yeah, because I never heard her talk.
Yeah, I heard her talk. She was doing the voice.
Yeah,
she's the only one that was in character.
And that's what I'm wondering though. With like, she was in character, but she was obnoxious, and that makes me wonder. When in the past, when I've cosplayed and gotten into character, was I fucking annoying? Because that's what it sounded like.
Yes, you were.
I mean, it depends
you
on if they were
there.
Annoyed.
How would you know?
I'm just assuming. Because I've lived with you for 10 years.
It would really depend on... the thing is, it may not have been annoying to people that were there that were fans of the show. They would have think it was cool. But like for Shannon, who hates that Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And just...
And hates that kind of the people that portray those people. And that's what I'm talking about, is that these anime convention people, these convention people, the ones that come up to you and hug you, and they run around acting like complete idiots, we look at them and go, well, that's embarrassing, but they love it. They're used to it. They accept it. They do it to each other and it's fine.
I mean, yeah,
so that's just she was
the,
fitting right in.
Yeah, that's probably
well,
the
it's just
atmosphere.
Weird though, because her mother was hovering not far away.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying she was very attractive. She probably was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
I'm sure her mother was very sure, very keen on keeping her away from any jokers. If
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. But
I pick up what you're putting down.
Mom, yeah. I'm gonna go to the conference room with him. We'll leave the door unlocked.
There was no door. Panel room B was an open room.
So all the panels were open.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, panel room A, like that was the one where you walked right in the door.
Yeah, there were doors for that though.
You could
there
still were, see right
were,
in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, you could see behind their counter and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Because there was a door there that you could go through that you could close, but on the other side of the main
just
door,
all
you
open.
Could just kind of yeah.
Can people stop cosplaying as Deadpool?
No, they never will.
And if you're going to cosplay as Deadpool, don't act like Deadpool. And actually do a good Deadpool. I have a lot of Deadpool rules.
I have to
ask
you. Yeah,
if you're going to act like Deadpool, do it right.
So, I just want to point out real quick, it's Tuesday night in Cape Girardeau. Is there another event happening? Because I'm hearing lots of drunk idiots walking
We have a lot of
us.
People cosplaying as drunk idiots, and I think they're doing method acting.
Yeah. They're doing a good job behind me. Like, God, I hate
it. It's just a whole herd.
I hate college kids.
What is the event tonight?
It's probably Sorostitute City.
Sorostitute City.
Sorostitute City. Don't you want to go?
No, I have no idea what's happening. Like, typically, if it was Thursday night, I would,
I know,
believe in you.
I saw
Thursday,
a bunch
Thursdays.
Of girls, and then I saw a bunch of guys.
I can just hear him behind me. It's hard to concentrate.
Is it just Let's Get Trash Tuesday?
Probably.
It's SEMO is what it is.
Oh,
it's Cape Girardeau.
It's a dry campus. What in the
That's
actual
why they're
hell?
Not on campus.
That's true.
True. Anyway, back to Jarly.
Jarly?
Jarly and Hoker.
But anyway, Deadpool. All right, let's make some rules. All right, for one, if you see a vendor, don't mess with them. The dude that took Mimi's fan and was like holding it with her hand, that's a no.
That was one of the more awkward things.
Yes, honestly, like I didn't know until he left. I assumed that Mimi had familiarized herself.
And
with
I think
kid.
This is about the time Johnny Atwood showed up.
Yeah.
God bless you, John. You came in there and sat with us and we hung out for hours and it was great. Got to catch up with John. And about that time, Mimi's sitting there talking to us. She's got this little portable fan because it was hot in there.
Yeah, it was warm.
And with so many, nerds in there, it was getting even warmer. And she's got the fan blowing on her. Deadpool walks up behind her and like puts it, doesn't just grab her fan, but puts his hand on her hand and like holds it with the fan and starts like pointing at himself. And Mimi just kind of goes, okay, you're holding my hand. That's happening. She's super awkward. And Deadpool, like you said, that's that con atmosphere because he was just, he didn't know
he's
he did anything wrong.
He doesn't have to, he can do whatever he wants.
So you're not breaking the fourth wall. You're being a D-bag. Uh-huh. All right. Rule number two. If you're going to do a Deadpool cosplay, if you don't feel like you can pull off the full body spandex suit.
Spandu!
Does Kodu wear that?
Kodu spandu and spandu? For Kodu.
And I mean, it's fine if you're bigger and you wear the spandex. I applaud you for it. It's something I can't do. But if you're going to wear a spandex shirt and then a t-shirt and then jeans and then say you're Deadpool, I've never read that comic book.
I was about to say he was the laziest Deadpool cosplayer because he did have the spandex suit. But yeah,
well,
like Dalton said.
This is two different Deadpools. Because the one that did the Mimi thing was...
No, that was a different person. No, the one that did the Mimi thing, he had the spandex suit.
Yeah, he just had his stuff over it.
Because, he pulled up the shirt a few times. Like, he had everything there, spandex. He just wore jeans and a t-shirt over it because I imagine he was not comfortable with his body.
Which is
fine.
Which none of us are.
Or he's playing the route of Deadpool trying to blend in.
I think you're
Don't
giving
them
way
much
too
credit.
Much credit.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, we had another Deadpool sitting next to us at the table.
At least he was the full suit, and he had like the fake muscles, so it looked kind of cool. But his mask was really shitty.
Well,
it was a Halloween costume.
Yeah, and the mask was way too big. Like, and, that costume in general was way too big for that guy.
Yeah, and
so it looked kind of weird.
Don't play with vendors' items. Cause that one, the same Deadpool, I think it was the one that like put on Mimi's wig and was like messing around with
it. Yeah, he was just,
without talking to her.
He was putting on a show. He was trying to be, look at me, I'm Deadpool. Everybody give me attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he also grabbed a girl's like stuffed animal that she was walking around with.
Just started walking around the con and she was chasing him.
Yeah, she was like literally chasing him around saying, give it back. And he was running around just being a dick about it. And he thought he was pretty cute, I'm sure, but he was just really obnoxious. And that's why I hate going to these conventions. Cause the people there, some of them are just so obnoxious.
Because, I mean, you can find fun Deadpools at conventions, but they don't...
Deadpool is the kind of character that just breeds stupidity.
See, like, and I'm A-okay with, like, I've seen some videos of some Deadpool cosplayers that will go around, they'll get themselves on video, and they'll ask the people, like, hey, I'm going to do a bit here as Deadpool, can we film it? That would be cool. Like, one of my favorites in particular, he found a Thor cosplayer. And he asked him, you know, if he could do this bit where Thor hands him his hammer, and then he immediately just drops it to the ground and acts like, you know, it's actually Mjolnir.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of cool. But then you've got, like, this guy that just walks up to random people and starts touching them.
Like, he's kind of doing, like, the Sacha Baron Cohen Borat thing.
As opposed to being like, hey,
can I do this?
Is this cool?
No, he'll get unsuspecting
people. Which is the same thing with the whole, like, hug thing at cons. You're supposed to ask someone, same as, like, with a picture, can I take your picture? Don't just do it.
Right.
Yeah, and then like that one awkward dude, I don't even know what he was. But
Which one?
You guys were getting food, but the one that like started a conversation with me, and then I was actively avoiding it.
The white shirt guy?
The white shirt guy, yeah. It was from some anime, and he kept talking to me.
Yeah, I have no clue what
and
he was
And it literally got
to
the point to where I pulled my phone out, looked at it, and was talking to Lindsay, and he was still talking to me. I couldn't have been Asa any harder.
So,
yeah.
One of the really important things to note here, like I just feel like we should interject this at this point. Not all cons are like this.
No.
In fact, this is extremely rare. I think the problem is it was small town in a largely southern mentality. Nerds are very much a minority in this area, and they all collected together and found each other, and they're all very excited to find people that share their interests. Because in a place like Popper Bluff, it's not very popular.
No, there's like the meth hole, and that's about it. But would you say it's a more accurate statement to say that not all cons are like this, or all cons are like this? It's not all cosplayers are like that. Because I think in every con, you're gonna find those people.
Yes, you're gonna find them at all of them. But your larger conventions, though, you have a bigger blend.
It's easier to hide.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't think a lot of those people that were there have ever been to a convention.
That know like the social.
Like right. how many people walked behind our tables?
Oh, it was
and
bad.
In between, they set like, up, you never have that.
They
at
set up a little games. Table next to our table and started playing magic on it. Knocked over one of her displays, which dropped a bunch of figures, and I had to pick them up. And I was pissed. I looked at the dude. He looked at me. He knew I was pissed. He just kind of backed away real quick. Yeah. If something would have been broken, I would have taken it out of his little nerdy ass.
Cause I mean, yeah, that was like, it was a play set. Like,
it was a $30 set.
Yeah, that Lindsay
that she
had made.
Created. Yeah.
But no, like, I mean, the last two conventions I had gone to before this one outside of Cape Comic Con, which even Cape Comic Con wasn't this awkward. But
I got to go there. Well, I went there 2 days. Yeah, it definitely wasn't that awkward.
No.
Yeah.
And I mean, but like before that, I went to Indiana Comic Con, which was just amazing.
Massively bigger though.
Like the population of Cape Girardeau was apparently at this convention over the weekend.
Well, it's like my first cons I went to were KatsuCon in Baltimore. I mean, first year I went, its minimum show out was like 7,000 people.
Well, even OMG Con was better organized.
Yeah.
But again, those events take place in event centers.
Yes. They were actually in convention halls, not in
this was in a
places
shop.
Of business.
This was like if we were to do a convention thing here at the store. You know?
No.
Which would be impossible.
No. Yeah, it's too tiny.
Because, yeah, I mean, Indiana Comic Con is in the actual, like, Indianapolis Convention Center, which is right next to, like, the Colt Stadium. Like, they host big events here.
Which, I mean, that's what the gentleman in charge of this event, he would like to get to a point where it's done in, like, a hotel or a convention center.
And I hope he makes
it,
because he was a perfectly nice guy.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. Yeah.
The event itself was good. Like, I did not regret going.
It was still small.
It was small, and the people there were awkward. And it's been, how long has it been since we've been to a con together?
Gosh.
The last OMG con we went to was what?
It was at least 3 or 4 years ago.
At least.
So, have you guys gone since it wasn't in Paducah?
No.
No. And it's been at least 5 or 6 years since I had a table because they kept changing the rules and I got angry.
So I think in between that time, I forgot what it was like to be at these conventions because I've only been to a handful.
Yeah.
You took me to my first one.
And I mean, honestly, you've only been to small ones.
Yeah, you've never gone to a big con.
Yeah, so I'm just not used to it. I'm also feeling more and more the sickness coming over me. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm starting to feel a little worse. My nose is starting to plug a little bit more. I'm feeling clammy and nervous.
We have a show tomorrow. You better cut that out.
Right now. Oh, don't worry. I'll be there at the show because I got something to say to Brandon Barbwire. Baby Weiner.
You didn't do that already?
Oh, now we're waiting for the
show. He said something else. It's on like Bumblecom. But that's tomorrow.
Just wait for tomorrow's show.
That's tomorrow's show.
All right.
So you did do your promo?
I'm going to do my promo tomorrow.
But anyway,
I'm not gonna do it today.
It'll be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
So, and I mean, even
for Wrestling Unscripted, the crown jewel of the Pods of the 1985 Network.
And before Indiana Comic Con, I went to RTX. Like that was the last con I went to before that, Rooster Teeth Expo in Austin, Texas.
So you went to Anime Central 1 year also, didn't
I did.
You?
Yeah, I went to ASIN in Chicago, another huge convention.
So the point is, Dalton, that they've traveled the world, we haven't.
I'm going to Indiana Con next year.
Well, so am I.
Oh, are you really?
No.
We can.
Well,
I mean, it's awesome.
If I'm alive,
I recommend.
I'm taking. If you think Shannon's going to be alive in time to go to Indiana
Comic Con,
whatever, email us at the bridge is mighty lonely.
Yeah, no, the Indiana Comic Con, ICC in Indianapolis, ASIN and Anime Central in Chicago, and then there's the RTX, which is Rooster Teeth Expo in Austin, or those are the three big conventions that I've been to. And all three of them are completely different, like mm-hmm. night and day different from even OMG Con
yeah.
or what?
Anime what is it?
Natsu Con, Anime St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like those cons, like they're all just, there's night and day difference.
It's all a matter of how long they've been going on, how organized they are, how much time they have in advance.
They're also celebrating anime. Right. And I don't want to do that.
Well, the one in Indiana, it's comics and video games.
That's better.
It's everything.
And that's what this one felt like. This one didn't just feel like a cosplay thing, because it was called a cosplay event, but it didn't feel like a cosplay event. It felt like just a convention of nerdy things, which mm-hmm. is fine. Yeah. There was a little something for everybody. And again, I know we've been bashing it this whole time, but we actually had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, we
had fun.
That's
why I don't want this mm-hmm. to like just completely come out as, oh, it was terrible and
no,
awful.
No, it wasn't terrible at all.
And that's what I'm afraid is going to come
no,
off
that's,
as.
That's why we're clarifying now. See, what I've learned about this and humor is that you have to clarify your jokes and explain them uh-huh. so that way people understand them better and it's funnier.
Okay, Mac.
That's the way you make a joke funnier.
Yeah, and that's why we explained the show is that we actually had a really good time. Even though we were tired, we had a lot of great stories from it. We got to hang out with Johnny Atwood. Everybody
was
cool.
People took my business cards.
People took business cards.
I made monies.
I got recognized.
Did you?
For Gaming Grounds.
Close enough.
One oh, guy. Yeah, yeah.
I put the Podzilla logo on my sign.
You did, and I heard two girls talking about it. They were like, oh, look at their logos. They're so cute. Yeah, no, that's funny.
Yeah, was there was that one guy that I...
You're Gaming Grounds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the trade-in on?
No. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah. And there were more... Actually, no, that's not true. There were a couple people there that kept walking up to us and going, hey, how you guys been, et cetera, et cetera. And then Jess and I would look at each other and go, I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I mean, it was all the guys from AmpGar because they're, you know, they're the local LARPing group.
I just remember the name Ass Finch.
Yeah.
We all remember that.
Because I still don't... I know his name was said to me. But I don't know what it is anymore. I have already forgotten it.
We'll stick with Ass Finch.
I think.
So maybe seen your Ass Finch?
AJ, maybe? Maybe.
Oh, the guy that made fun of Hunter was there.
Yes. The guy that made fun of Hunter was there.
The guy that told Hunter that he would be a better GM for Cape Championship Wrestling than him was there.
He rolled up to the convention.
Yeah, he was rolling along.
We probably shouldn't make jokes like that. But, he was there because he's part of AmpGuard. Like I think that's how you say that.
AmpGuard. It's fine. Yeah. They're not listening.
No, they're really not. but yeah, they were there and obviously they're all from Cape. So, I mean, we had at least three tables of the four were from Cape. Cause yeah, there really weren't like Shannon didn't really continue
that. There was another table down the way that was kind of teaching people how to do special effects makeup.
Yeah, there was a couple of tables there.
I think that was the table with the lady that was dressed like Linda Belcher, and you guys just thought she was part of the concession.
That was the place where the Joker got his tattoos painted on him, on his chest.
There was that table, which I guess was, I don't think it was Cape. Then there was the table right next to ours, which was
the
author. But other than that, there was Mimi, AmpGuard, and us. And
then there
the,
was another artist that nobody
yeah there
really
was
knew
I forgot about
was.
The artist
and then Pika J
and then
although
there was,
I wasn't entirely sure why Pika J was there, like I thought maybe he was selling things. He wasn't.
I thought he was just like playing cards
he
with
was
people.
Just playing cards, but he literally had tables he reserved just to play cards with people.
Johnny was talking to us about how he's like the magic guru of that area.
I just thought that's funny that he bought a table at a convention just to sit there and play magic with people.
He was showing people how to play magic. He was,
that's cool.
I think he was selling stuff. Like he was, or kind of anyway.
I'm sure he had cards.
Like he
was
helping,
selling.
He was showing people how to sleeve cards, like how to do that. Cause I know, like, one thing for me, cause you know, I got really, really into Magic the Gathering. Watching people play decks unsleeved.
Drove you nuts.
Yeah. Like, especially some of the cards that you see, like some of the cards in decks that I ran were upwards of like 60, 70 bucks for a piece of cardboard. And I didn't want that getting damaged.
Yeah.
So,
understandable.
Yeah, no, like I had, like, I double sleeved my cards, which is a whole method, and it's not cheap to do. Like, yeah. Anyway, and I think he was showing people how to do that and, you know, other kind of stuff like that, just showing them how to play.
And that's
which,
cool.
Yeah. And apparently this guy really is just, according to Jonathan, he is just this super awesome Magic player, and he is, really helped that local community learn to play and have a
he
good time.
He seemed like a perfectly nice guy, too.
Yeah.
It was just that one bathroom story
right.
that really stuck with us. But otherwise, he seemed like a perfectly cool guy. He took some live video of the show, and they were all hyped up. They were all really excited about it. And, you know, I really hope that they're successful because more people need to take that chance and go after that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
It's
especially in this area of the country.
Yeah, we need more stuff like that.
Cause like I said, like in Poplar Bluff, I mean, that goes right back to that point I was making earlier that most of these people are finding, you know, people with common interests that is very unpopular in that area. So it's really cool for them to, you know, have a place where they can come hang out and congregate and, you know, socialize with other people. Maybe learn some social skills.
And apparently, Jesse and I were the only two comic book fans in this whole thing because I was wearing a Spider-Gwen I was wearing my Spider-Gwen hat, and then I was wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt.
And he had to explain Spider-Gwen.
I had to explain I had to explain my entire shirt because it was just a Spider-Universe shirt, so it was like
all the Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was like 15 different Spider-Man, and I was wearing a Spider-Gwen shirt. And everybody thought it was a custom-made thing. And I was like, no, this is an actual character. And then I had to explain comic books.
No, there was that one guy at the end, the same one that recognized me, that burned you on Spider-Man knowledge.
No, he didn't burn me. He made one comment towards me because I didn't know one of the Spider-Men because it's the universe. There's like 80 of them. So what you do is you find your favorite one, mine Spider-Gwen, and then you know everything about that character. I think he asked me about...
It was something about Venom or something.
It was like about Venom or something like that.
And you didn't know, but he did or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I honestly kind of tuned out after I accidentally upset Dalton with that particular person. Because he asked Dalton a question, and Dalton kind of hesitated. I'm like, he's a DC fanboy.
I remember that.
And Dalton got a little upset about that.
Because you can't wear Batman stuff anymore, because it's that movie.
Yeah, so... Because
everybody's dressing up like Joker and Harley.
And I remember the guy's comment. Part of that group.
No Captain Boomerang there. Really surprising.
No Killer Croc.
No Killer Croc.
Which is
no
really easy to do. No, you just pad your head a whole lot.
No, what was that?
No Slipknot?
You just remove your head?
No Deadsmith?
But
speaking of Deadsmith, did I tell you I had a dream the other day that in this dream Will Smith committed suicide?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, I don't like this dream.
It was a bad dream.
Weird.
I remember him asking Dalton a question. I remember his reply was like, I can't be a DC fanboy with a shirt like that. And then I just kind of like went back to helping Lindsay pack everything up.
Cause Jesse felt the anger.
It's like, nope, I'm done. Bye.
Shut up, Jesse.
We tried to leave. We didn't want to leave per se because we wanted Lindsay to be successful, but we were all very tired and we wanted to go home and go to sleep.
And that Chinese.
I just didn't want
to
be the first person to pack up. And when Shannon was trying to convince me to pack up, in the process of us taking a lap around the building, two more people walked up to my table.
And bought stuff. So we all went to Hastings to scour and vulture up the last few good things there. And by the way, if you're looking for cool stuff, go to the Hastings of Poplar Bluff, because they have so much more stuff than the Cape Girardeau one.
Yes, they do.
Because again, not a whole lot of people into that kind of stuff.
Right. And we all bought cool stuff, and I want to share, this will be the last story, and we got to get out of here. We got toys and figures and all this stuff. And I bought a comic book box for Allie of Guardians of the Galaxy because she's been buying comics lately. She doesn't have anywhere to put them. Also made the mistake of saying, well, I'll get one in Cape for us.
And they're all gone.
And they're all gone. But anyway, so we get this. I get my figures. I got Lindsay this nice Sailor Venus that she'd been wearing.
I love it. I wanted it.
Marked down from 90 to 31.
You really should have bought the Mars also.
Yeah, I
really
wish I had. Going out of business sales.
So we go up to purchase. There's two registers open. One is clogged, though, because there's an old man there arguing about percentages. And that was awkward as hell. It was awkward to the point that...
That should be at least $20 cheaper.
Well, it was only $9 cheaper on the receipt.
And they kept trying to say, well you know, there's tax and stuff like that. And you're like, well, before tax, that should be at least $19 less.
And you could tell Hastings' employees don't care anymore because she was not polite about it at all. She was just like, look, sir, I told you it was this.
This is what it rings up as.
Whenever I was working there, like before I left, it was the beginning of the going out of business sale. You guys came in and see me. How many times did I have a smile on my face?
None.
Never.
You were particularly rude to all customers at
the time. It wasn't even the whole like, oh, we're going out of business. I just got annoyed that I saw people that I never saw before, and they were just like, oh, you remember me? Like, no, I don't. You never came into the store
before.
Welcome
to our world. We get that all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. No, but
especially
it's just,
like back in the GameStop
days.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. If you were a GameStop employee, you were a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was – and I mean, I don't blame any Hastings employee for being horrible to a customer now because it's
especially
just like,
this, because this dude was questioning her.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't just questioning her. He was questioning the computer's ability to do math.
He was accusing.
Well, I mean, the Hastings computer's –
He asked her, who's calling me a liar? You or the computer? Because I want to know whose ass to kick. And then when she said it was the computer, he said, okay, where's the ass on this thing?
Did that actually happen?
No, that's a Hank.
It's a King of the Hill thing.
So we buy our stuff, and I get my comic book case, and I heard something in it, but I thought it was paper. I thought it was paper inside that maybe they stuff it, like with boxes sometimes. And as we walk out, the alarm goes off.
The second we go outside, I was like, all right, Shannon, what's in that box?
And I'm like, nothing. It's just a box. And then I open it up and there's a scarf from Fallout. And I go, uh-oh.
And funny enough, it wasn't even the scarf that set off the alarm.
No, there must have been a no-go in something because we still never figured it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that thing went off and I kept my mouth shut because I was like, I don't work here anymore.
I just assumed it was a mistake, which it was because it was something else. But I did accidentally take that out. And Dalton's like, well, I mean, if you don't want it, I'll take it. I'm like, no. I mean, I feel like, you know, I don't want to put the curse on you. I'll keep it.
And then what was it? One of my favorite stories was the Chinese restaurant tipping situation that happened.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So we go to this Chinese buffet and Shannon pays for himself, Lindsay, and Jesse because Jesse gave him some keyboard. So I was left to pay by myself, which is fine. And we get the like bills and then we all tip. I tip like $3 and then Shannon tips $3. The difference is Shannon tipped $1 per person. And I tipped $3 for myself.
But first off, you don't tip at a Chinese buffet generally.
That's true. Like I can't deny that.
So the fact that I tipped at all is amazing.
Because I mean, the service, to be fair, was great. Like that was the best really service that I've gotten at a Chinese water. Restaurant. As fast as we were chugging
that
water.
It was two people too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was two different ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we tip and then we kind of talk about the tip and he was like, oh, I tipped $3. And I was like, yeah, so did I. And we kind of laugh about it. So she takes our receipts and we start leaving and she says, all right, everybody have a good night. And then I missed this, but Jesse brought it up. So I am the last person in
line.
Well,
she's like, she just says like as we're walking by, like, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in. And then as Dalton's passing, she kind of says a little bit more quietly, thank you, sir. And then like we just walked past. I got a sir.
And then that ended our journey. We drove home.
And now Ace is going to give you crap.
No, because no one tips at a Chinese buffet. They just don't generally. At least that's what I've always done. Whatever. We drove home. We made it safe. We were all very tired. And on the way home, we came up with hashtag Perryville Teeth.
Oh, God.
But that's a show for another day. We're going to leave it there. Leave you wondering, what did Jesse say that made Dalton almost cry? If you want to know, email us at randomnumbergeneratorteeth@1985.com. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Myself, Dalton, Asa, and Ali. And we're going to talk about AJ Styles as your new champion. We're going to talk about Alberto Del Rio, Conor McGregor. And, of course, we're going to reply to Brandon Baby Weiner.
We coming for you.
We coming for you.
Redacted.
Redacted. See you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.